55, House Bill 2955, regarding state finance. And I understand that this is a rewrite of Senate Bill 7, which has been caught up in some shenanigan over on the Senate side. I told Senator Winters that perhaps when I added my support and my name to Senate Bill 7, that maybe that's what put the kiss of death on it on that side. So maybe we can have Judy James from Legislative Fiscal Office tell us what's going on. Judy represents Legislative Fiscal, while Jen Harrington is our subcommittee assistant this morning. Please, Judy.
Okay, I'm going to be talking about the Dash 2 amendments to this bill, which is a gut and stuff. It allows the director of the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center to cooperate with nonprofit tax-exempt organizations for the solicitation of gifts, grants, and donations to benefit the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center. It allows the director to serve as an ex officio member on those organizations for solicitation of gifts, grants, and donations, and allows the director to accept donations of goods and services and public improvements at the state fair.
Are there questions of Judy?
I hope not. Mr. Chair, yes.
Yes, Representative Johnson.
I'm having a bad attack of deja vu.
All over again.
All over again. I thought we did this, and I don't remember whether or not it had occurred in the budget. There was a lot of discussion about the fair's ability to accept grants and gifts, and I just need a history lesson.
We did it, I believe, in a budget note.
Okay.
And you might want to call Katie up to clarify it. But
why don't we do that? Let's have Katie, she's running her shoe leather outfit. She's preparing for fair. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
You're a busy lady.
Chair Butler, Representative Johnson, I think what you may be recalling that the state fair, there was some legislation a few years ago that allows the state fair to take donations. And so we have done that. The second point that Senator Winters was making is the fact that in transportation economic development, there was a budget note that really directed the state fair to increase their community involvement. And this is the result of that budget note and the task force strategic plan. But there is something in statute that allows us to take donations, but it doesn't. Most people don't want to give directly to a state agency. They want to give to a foundation.
So this is
Senator, Representative, please proceed.
So this is now allowing you to set up a foundation.
Yes.
This provides not us to set up a foundation, but to work with a foundation. The foundation will be a 501c3 that will be independent.
Right. But it will allow you to serve as an ex officio of that separate legal creature.
Yes.
Known as the Friends of the Fair Foundation, or whatever it's going to be called. Good. And I know that there are questions about cross officers and all the rest of that. Those details are better known to folks other than me, but I think having your ex officio status there makes all the sense.
We'll see a cross officer if we don't get this passed.
Yeah, I'm looking at her. Senator cross officer, I can see her. Even without my spectacles, I'm getting the evil eye.
Okay. Other than that, cross officer, Senator Winters, did you want to respond to that?
Except that,
said with affection and respect.
Oh, yes.
The Reverend Johnson, though, we've been working on this now since 99. Trying to build the community support, trying also to provide the state fair, which all of us have directed them to do, to come up with a vehicle that includes community support, that has community dollars that's going into it so that we can become less dependent. And so I think after, 4 years? And maybe we finally are coming with the management vehicles to allow the fair to do what we've directed them to do.
It takes some time to wear that away, that resistance away, doesn't it?
Well, it just takes some time to get it through our process. It's kind of interesting because one of the, if I look back in history and look at the task force that was set up to do a couple of things, was to talk about the viability of the state fair, not only the state fair, but the county fairs and others in the state, and two, then to come up with some planning that would assist our fairs in the state.
and three, to make the state fair a place where it's used 365 days a year rather than the 12 or 13, and this is all a part of that planning, and so that's why this cross-senator is
Representative Johnson?
Thank you. I am aware of the fact that some advocates for cultural issues are in the room, and I just, for my own clarification, as well as to bring them some level of assurance, this is a complete gut and stuff of 2955, is it not?
Yes.
Yes, it appears to me that, and let's make sure that legislative fiscal is in agreement with that, that this is a complete gut and stuff.
It's a complete gut stuff.
Nothing is left of 2955 other than Mr. Relating Costs.
Mr. Chair, I need to put on the record, and I did get permission from the sponsor of 2955 to gut and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Any further questions? Thank you very much, Katie. We will stand at ease for a moment as we... 2955. Senator Winters?
I move that we...
Dash 2.
The Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2955.
It's been moved that the Dash 2 amendments to 2955 be appended. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Winters?
I move 2555 as amended to full ways and means with due pass.
2955 as amended to the full with due pass recommendation. Any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Senator Winters, would you like to carry that in full on the Senate? And who on the House side?
Given that you're looking at me, Mr. Chair, I volunteer.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful volunteer. With that, we will close public, we'll close Ways and Means General Government. Thank you.